today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salamu alaikum. You're listening to another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about living by the Quran.
قلب ينبض بالقرآن هذا النور شفاء صدور فاض وعطر كل لسان وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن.
Today is Friday, 20th of Rabiul Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 14th of May, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 6th of October, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today, we choose chapter Al-An'am, verse 19, to listen to, and then we learn about important points.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. قُلْ أَيُّ شَيْءٍ أَكْبَرُ شَهَادَةً قُلِ اللَّهُ شَهِيدٌ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ وَأُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ لِأُنْذِرَكُمْ بِهِ وَمَنْ بَلَغُ أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَشْهَدُونَ أَنَّ مَعَ اللَّهِ آلِهَةً أُخْرَى قُلْ لَا أَشْهَدْ قُلْ إِنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ وَإِنَّنِي بَرِيءٌ مِّمَّا تُشْرِكُونَ
Say, what thing is greatest in testimony? Say, Allah is witness between me and you, and this Quran was revealed to me that I may warn you thereby and whomever it reaches. Do you truly testify that with Allah there are other deities? Say, I will not testify with you. Say, indeed, He is but one God, and indeed, I am free of what you associate with Him.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Besides all other prophetic miracles, unseen aids, and frustrating the hostile plots, the Quran itself is the greatest evidence to the Prophet's messengership. The messengership of Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, is both worldly and eternal for all humankind and in all ages. However, a permanent warning indeed should be accompanied with an everlasting warner. Therefore, the divine emanate and leadership should be together with the Quran forever.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
As this series of today's special, we label this episode 2 as Living by the Quran. Living by the Quran is the unique way to salvation. Moreover, it is necessary to read and comprehend the Quran in order to live by the religion revealed in it. Even though those around you may be far from complying with it, the majority of people might have never read the Quran. Among those who are familiar with the Quran, on the other hand, there may be those who only memorize verses in Arabic without reflecting on their meaning. They may even consider the Quran as a kind of amulet. Surely Allah is beyond all that which they falsely ascribe to Him, and thus keep it on the upper shelves of closet. But if what you want to accomplish is salvation, you need to comply with Allah's commands, not those of the majority of people. You need to read the admonitions Allah has sent down and know by heart His commands.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to Arab English Radio and another show on how to live according to Al-Quran, a comprehensive Quranic guide for life from Arab English Radio. The Holy Quran outlines a code of ethical conduct that governs various aspects of life, from business transactions to personal relationships. Muslims are urged to uphold these moral principles in all their interactions and decisions. Central to living according to the Quran is the practice of Salat, the practice of Salah, the ritual prayer performed five times a day. These prayers serve as a means of direct communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a source of spiritual nourishment. The Quran highlights the importance of devotion, mindfulness, and humility in worship, encouraging believers to maintain a strong connection with their Creator. The Quran provides guidance on marriage, family, and parenting, stressing the importance of harmonious and loving relationships within the family unit. It outlines the roles and responsibilities of spouses, parents, and children, emphasizing mutual respect, support, and compassion as essential components of family life.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
This is today's special and the glamour of the life of this world, living in the Quran. Allah says in Quran, worldly life has been glamorized for the faithless and they ridicule the faithful. But those who are God-weary shall be above them on the day of resurrection. And Allah provides for whomever He wishes without any reckoning. We see very often that those who are not good individuals live a life of comfort and luxury, yet believers live lives full of hardship. Allah says in the Holy Quran that the God-weary need not to judge a person's worth by how he lives in this world, but rather it is their station on the day of judgment that counts. Therefore, Allah says the God-weary are above them on the day of judgment. At the end of the verse, Allah says that He provides for whomever He wishes without any reckoning. This means that He gives little or a lot of whomever He wishes, irrespective or whatever is good or bad. Of course, this is a means for testing that person.
Thank you. موعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به.
This is today's special and memorize the Quran. Yes, this is one way to use the Quran to improve our life. According to Abdullah ibn Abbas, the Prophet said, "A wicked house is anyone who does not memorize any part of the Quran. When you have divine words embedded in your heart, you may hum them to yourself when you're down and standing long. Deep supererogatory prayers at night. Furthermore, it makes you feel especially close to Allah when He replays pertinent Quranic words in your mind when you observe situations in daily life, giving you insight into the truth of this world's life."
The verse 157 of Surah Al-A'raf. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الذين يتبعون الرسول النبي الأمي. Those who follow the messenger, the prophet, who is أمي, either in the sense that he is from أم القرى, from Mecca, or he's unschooled, has not gone to a school for learning. الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل. They find him introduced in Torah and Injil. So he's prophesied. What does this prophet do? If you want to summarize the mission of the prophet, this ayah says, يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَاهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. He asks them to do the good things. Tells them not to do bad things. Ma'ruf and munkar here are not ma'ruf and munkar in the fiqhi sense. Because this is for the beginning. This is what people with their common sense, with moral conscience, they could understand. Islam was an invitation to go back to fitra and those things which are acceptable to your fitra, you do it. Those which are not acceptable, you leave it. The same thing is explained in this way. وَيُحِلُّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَيُحَرَّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثِ. Those things which are tayyib, pleasant, are permissible. Those things which are not pleasant, they are prohibited. Of course, then Sharia comes and shed more light and we can go into more details. There are things that at the surface everyone understands. There are things that we need more light and more guidance. But to begin with, what Rasulullah was saying in Mecca was mostly some moral instructions after Tawheed. Not to kill people, not to commit theft, not to do adultery, not to tell lies, were very simple legislations were normally introduced in Medina. It was a matter of ma'ruf and munkar in this sense. And something else, which is very important, this prophet has come to liberate you.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special, and we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
message from the sky, a mercy for mankind. If you lose your way, we'll always be your guide. Far greater than this world, move mountains with its words. Fixed every part of me and put my heart at ease. And Allah knows words heal the soul, most beautiful of miracles. The more you read, the more you feel Allah's love with every beat. Al-Qur'an nurun wa bayan, Al-Qur'an hadiyul iman, Al-Qur'an miskul khitan. Ya Qur'an, alayka salam.